This is the opening market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Markets are closed today in observance of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Here's how the markets closed on Friday with Sam Trainer of AgMarket.net.
We saw some strength today after a few days of selling off. The markets recovered into the weekend here. March corn was up 10 cents. March beans up 16 cents. So nice strong bounce into the weekend here. We had some news out of the overnight with China's president and President-elect Trump having a conversation, showing their intentions towards each other that they want to create strong trade relationships going forward. Despite some of the tariff negotiations that have been going on, they both look forward to maintaining a good relationship under the new term. So that was seen as friendly the markets today, and soybean prices certainly acted as such.
And as a whole, heading into this new administration, and I suppose in general, we usually see a little bit of volatility into the markets with a big change like that. But heading into this administration, as a whole, are we looking at generally positive or negative either way of just how the markets are kind of bracing themselves?
Yeah, I think that's the question everybody's looking to have answered. I know a lot of people here leading into the election in November, a lot of people were worried that a Trump victory would mean that we would be going lower here as we move forward, but that has certainly not been the case here as we get going. We had a strong rally into the following that election result. And then that's kind of been the case for corn here. If you look back to November till now.
That was Sam Trainer of AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. And you can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn up 9 3/4 at 484 and a quarter. March soybeans up 15 even at 1034 even. March soybean meal up 280 at 297.20. March soybean oil up 66 cents at 45.69. On the Merck, February live cattle up 15 cents at 196.75. March feeder cattle up 32 cents at 268.05. February lean hogs down $1.17 at 81.12. Class 3 milk up 12 cents at 20.18. This has been a check of the markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.